5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's talk about it.
Walked into the White House and the whole world's gone crazy. I mean, and you know, it used to be America would keep people in check, but Biden's not doing that.
No, not at all.
It's crazy.
Biden administration is not doing that at all. You know, it kind of reminds me what's happening in Cuba right now. Is that it's the same? It's kind of similar, not the same thing, different people, of course, but it just reminds me of what happened in Israel, how Israel was being attacked by all of these, you know, these anti-Islamic people, how they were being attacked by them. And now we have the Cuban people fighting for their lives. And the Biden administration, my opinion, is completely ignoring them. You know, it's kind of like softball. Yes, we stand with you, like they did with Israel. We stand with you, but we're going to sit back and let all this insanity unfold because we kind of want it to happen to you. This way I kind of see it. But before we get into all of this, if you want to give us a call, I want you to get out your pen and paper.
Pen and paper.
Get out your pen and paper.
Or just get out your cell phone.
Or get out your cell phone if you're not listening to this on your cell phone. But you need to do this as well. Text WILL to 88202 and you'll get awesome information that you need to know from American Truth Project. I can't stress it enough. Text WILL to 88202 and you'll get that information which you most definitely want to know. They have information that you're not getting anywhere else. Seriously. So you need to do that. And if you want to call me about this hot topic that we're talking about, the Democrats being cowards, and we're going to talk about Cuba and what the Cuban people are going through, and why is it that we have the Biden administration not wanting these people from Cuba to come to America?
Yeah,
what's the number if they want to give us a call? And hey, don't forget, once you give you the number, you have to push 1 in order to come on.
Yep, that's right. The number is 516-595-8069. And as Will said, you need to press 1 to come on the line to talk to him. Once again, the number is 516-595-8069. Push 1.
Push 1.
All right, Will, I think we should start off talking about what happened in Texas this week because it's huge, right?
Yes.
So we had the Texas Senate was supposed to be voting over some voter protection laws, right? And the day came and 51 Democrats in the Senate decided to get on a private airplane, mind you, maskless.
And all fly, federal laws are just being broken there.
And fly to Washington, D.C. at like cowards to avoid doing their job. Right. So people are like, what is going on? Why is this happening? Right. Well, these Democrats are saying that, like, just like they did in Atlanta and other states, they're saying that the voting law is actually biased, right? That it doesn't actually protect people's votes. But on the very opposite of it, when you really look at the bill, it actually does protect people's votes, and it closes the loopholes where people can cheat. And let's be honest, they don't care about your vote. They care about being able to cheat.
Yes.
They do care about the votes of illegals because they know that those people are going to vote Democrat. And so they don't want any voter ID, especially on that one of their biggest things is they don't want any voter ID or Social Security number required on mail-in ballots. Can you believe that?
It's insane.
And they want to expand mail-in ballots. They want to expand drive-in voter polls, and they want to extend the voting to 24 hours a day. So let me tell you what all these things do. What they do is they create more, it's harder to cover these stations 24 hours a day, first of all, right? It's hard to look at mail-in ballots. It's hard to monitor drive-in polls and stations and do it 24 hours a day. So never in our history have we had 24-hour voting, but this is what the Democrats are pushing for. Right. And Texas is like, no, we'll extend the voting time. It'll be from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m., but we're not going 24 hours. So they're saying, well, that's prejudice. You're making it harder for people to vote.
I mean, for them to say that's prejudice is completely insane. Who's it prejudice against? Because
black people can only vote at 12 a.m.
I guess black people don't know. I guess maybe they're thinking like black people of BLM, how they go out and riot and loot after 6 p.m. So they have to make sure after they're rioting and looting that they can still go vote.
Well, this is in Texas. We haven't had too much rioting.
But that's their way of thinking, right? That's their way of thinking, that they have to put something out there that will, you know, make it easier for everybody to vote. But they actually don't want other people to vote.
Right. So really, you have the opportunity to vote. Early voting is a week to 2 weeks. Then you have from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. and it's 7 days a week. So if you cannot find the time to vote.
So they have 2 weeks to vote with the early voting. And then the day of.
Right.
And you mean to tell me that's not enough time? Seriously? You can't find your way to the... I mean, even if you have to walk.
Right.
Four miles, and it takes you 2 weeks to walk that 4 miles. You mean that's not enough time? Seriously?
Right. I mean, it's really idiotic.
It is, 100%.
If anybody wants to vote, they're going to find a time to vote. You cannot tell me there's not a single person that can't find the time and the time given to vote. Here's the thing. They want the opportunity to cheat. So the longer times that you open up, the more opportunities where you can create spaces to cheat, i.e. mail-in voting, drive-through voting, no voter ID, and 24-hour voting. Things happen, right? It creates so many opportunities to cheat. And the Republicans are like, no, we want voter ID. We want every citizen's vote to count.
Well,
right?
That's just it.
And we want to protect their vote by not letting someone steal their vote from them with all these opportunities to cheat. And they wanted poll watchers to have more opportunity to walk around a space and make sure things are being done properly and everybody's vote is counting and there's not cheating. So the Democrats are like, well, you can't just give them free will in a poll place. You know, what about people's privacy? Let me just say one thing. This law actually protects the voter. They are not allowed to be in a certain radius of people at the voting booths. That is the one thing I agree with,
But the Republicans are wanting to do after the fact.
Right.
After the fact, when people who could actually do some fraudulent stuff, some criminal activity, who's watching those people? And they don't want those people to be watched. They want those to just be able to do whatever it is that they want to, whatever they can get away with, without any eyes seeing them doing it.
Right.
Now, let me say this. When it comes to Texas and even Georgia and even places like Florida, places to where they're putting in stuff to say that you're an American citizen and your one vote counts. That means that if you're black, you're white, you're Hispanic, you're Asian, you're an American citizen, regardless if you're rich or poor, your vote counts the same as every single person across the spectrum. Every single person vote counts. Every single person is equal. The Democrats don't want that. They're always screaming equality, equality, but they actually don't want that. What they want is to bring in all of the millions of people, fast track them to have American citizenship, and just have them vote on the Democrat ticket. That's what all of this is about.
This really is
not about protecting the integrity of our election, because if they wanted to do that, they would not be trying to do HR1, which would put the election system of every single state in the hands of the federal government. Do you understand what that means, people? That means the Democrats will be able to control the elections from here to the end of eternity, unless we start revolting like Cuba. But, you know, I mean, I don't want it to come to that. But the Democrats from the way it looks, the Democrats love what the communist regime in Cuba is doing to the people there. They like the fact how China treat their people. Why do you think they're so cozy up and buddy up with all these communist states?
Yeah, well, we'll talk about that soon. But listen, there's no coincidence that Kamala Harris was in Texas just a few weeks ago talking to these same Democrats about the voting bill. Right. She talked to them about H.R. 1. She talked about their objective for elections. Mm-hmm. She's completely ignored the border here in Texas. I mean, she came one time.
Border? Are you talking about Europe?
No.
She's never been. She hasn't been to Europe.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So listen, there's not a coincidence that they're letting people flood into our state. Right. They know what's happening. They're not stopping it. They're not even doing it. She didn't even come up with a game plan of how to stop it, right? Then they're talking about voting here in Texas. Then they fly these people on a private airplane to Washington, D.C., right?
Mm-hmm.
And while they're in Washington, D.C., they're talking about voter rights, H.R. 1, right?
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, we have Biden, right? He goes to the election... What was it? The election committee in Philadelphia, talking to them about H.R. 1, talking about, you know, this is our time to take action. It's on voter rights. Listen, once again, we have a crisis at the border they're silent on, pretty much, right? Oh, yeah. They talked about it for a few minutes because it got pressure from the American people.
Mm-hmm.
They're silent on Afghanistan. They're silent on what happened to Israel. They are silent now on what is happening in Cuba. It's really crazy. I mean, they may say a few words, but let me tell you what, they are not coming out strong against the things they need to come out. All they are worried about is getting back into power. They are worried about votes because they know that it's just a short time before the next presidential election is here, and they want to stay in power. It is a power grab. That's all this is about.
Absolutely. So, of course, the Democrats had to take a trip to D.C., like we were saying, and many of you are already aware of, and they had to go up on the hill. They were on the airplane with, you know, and on a bus, and they had beer, and they're smiling and happy. But then when they get in front of the cameras in D.C., They're so sad faces, and oh my goodness, we're fighting for rights to vote. I mean, seriously, let me ask the question, and I've asked this question multiple times, and if you're listening in, I'd like for you to call in and tell me, who doesn't have the right to vote if you're an American citizen? I mean, it's really not a trick question here, because the Democrats are trying to act like American citizens of some category don't have the right to vote. But so who are these people are they referring to? Because black people can vote. Black people can find the DMV. Black people know how to do these things. So exactly who are they talking about? But, you know, they always bring the racial element into it to try to make it look like Republicans are being racist, trying to prevent people from voting. And that's not the case at all. But I want to play a clip from you. This is a clip from them going up on the hill complaining about Republicans doing the right thing in the state of Texas.
Thank you. You know, Republicans have failed Texans. Texas Republicans don't want free and fair elections. House Bill 3 puts deliberate barriers onto voting to make it harder for Texans to cast just a free, safe, and equally vote. House Bill 3 is an attack on voters' freedoms and democracy. Even with two ruthless provisions removed, the bill, as written, makes it harder for Texans to vote and easier for partisan poll watchers to harass and intimidate voters. Greg Abbott wants the spotlight anywhere but on his failures, rigging the system, attacking the very foundation of democracy and the rights of all Texans in the price of the GOP-led legislature. It's the price they're willing to pay in order to pay for Trump's prayer altar.
Oh, yeah, I'll stop it there. And she's referring to Trump's prayer altar as the border wall. See, this is them clearly saying, see.
I was like, what are you talking about?
A lot of people go like, what are you talking about? Prayer altar. She's referring to the southern border wall that is there protecting the American people, especially those in Texas, you know, the state that these Democrats fled from. the one they fled from, not doing their jobs. Well, that border wall actually helped a lot of people in the state of Texas. And they want to remove the wall because they don't want any protections for the American citizen. These people are sinister in what they're doing. She just let the cat out the bag, talking about the prayer altar, where they're wanting to bring in all of these people. And you see how they're bringing them in. They're letting people just come in by the thousands, seriously.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they want to make it to where they all can vote. Well, the Republicans are saying no. They're not American citizens. No, they cannot vote. So the Democrats are taking it upon themselves to go up to Washington, D.C., to cry out to Congress saying, hey, disregard of what we should do, disregard the U.S. Constitution, and just pass H.R. 1 and take over the election system. That's why they're there in D.C.
Yeah. At the same time, when Biden was in Pennsylvania... Biden. Listen to what he said. That I almost fell out of my chair. It said, no other election has ever been held under such scrutiny and such high standards as the 2020 race.
What?
That's what he said.
What?
And he said he applauds these Democrats that fled their job, that were cowards and didn't do their job in Texas. He applauds their courage. And he says that they are fighting against a bill that is an assault on democracy. You know, people keep saying, these Democrats keep saying, oh, this is un-American. This is un-American. There's nothing actually un-American about it. We're actually saying, listen, if you are an American citizen, you get to vote.
Yes.
And we are going to create more opportunities for you to vote.
Yes.
But we're going to lessen the opportunities for people to cheat. Therefore, yes. Your vote counts.
So that's why the Democrats are in an uproar. How are you going to stop us from cheating? How dare you? This is not democracy. Democracy in their eyes is allowed to, you know, allowed to do whatever it is that they want. Now, we're not sitting here saying that the Democrats' only sole goal here is to cheat. We're not endorsing that. We're not saying that at all. But what else could it be? Because the Republicans have made it clear. You're an American citizen. You now have a criminal felon record, depending on the state you're in. You can vote. There's no one saying that you can't vote. And for her to make the statement talking about it's harder for people in Texas to vote. I'm in Texas. It was easy for me to vote.
It's a fun. I haven't heard of anybody complaining.
No, I haven't. I mean, have an ID. I have a Texas ID. I went to the voting poll, and they guess what? They asked me for my ID, and I produced it. They gave me a ballot. I did my vote, and I was on my way. That was it.
Right. You know, I don't. When they say that Texas is putting un-American voting right limits on elections, it's really not the truth. So they're saying we wanted 24-hour voting for a week long or whatever, which we know is harder to make sure that it's secure and that votes are being handled properly. But they did extend the time for people to vote. Early voting has been extended. You know, we just saw in this past election where early voting would be a week, and they did, I don't know how, was it 2 weeks of early voting? And then on the day of voting, there's apps where you can find where to vote. I mean, they make it so simple.
You know what it is? It's because after the pandemic, they saw that they can manipulate the election any kind of way that they want to. And it's unheard of, even for just example, where you have a multi-billionaire, you know, spend millions of dollars for ballot boxes. Yeah. That's unheard of.
Yeah.
Somebody should go to jail for that.
Not everybody should be.
Who's
involved
to say that I can't go and get some wood, down to the local hardware store, build a box, and put the side on it, ballot drop off.
Right.
And say, hey, it's secure because I put a padlock on it. I mean, seriously, what's the difference?
Right.
You should not have anyone doing it unless they are already in that political capacity.
Right. Well, not everybody should be dealing with elections, right? It shouldn't be, you know, just anybody can put out a ballot box.
No, that's my point.
Right, yeah.
That's my point.
Mm-hmm. But listen, to be honest, America's elections really have not been secure for a long time.
Well, that's true.
They and to be honest secure. With you, just like everything else, the Democrats found a way that they can manipulate something and get into power and stay in power. And so they have been working on this for a while, right?
Yep.
So you really have to go by their actions, right? Because they're going to tell you everything you want to hear. They're going to hear that you're going to hear, oh, well, they can harass people coming to the polls. Actually, that's not true. The legislation actually protects the people that are coming to vote from poll watchers. You know, that you makes, cannot go around
that makes them. That makes them hypocrites because the Democrats were complaining because saying, well, someone's standing in line. And you mean someone that can't hand out water to them? So if they're saying that you can't hand out water to them, who's harassing them?
Oh, yeah,
if
talking
you
about can't when even, Kamala Harris went
yeah,
to a poll.
Yeah, if you can't yeah. simply hand out water, really?
Of course they're hypocrites. Of course, we know that, right? It's nothing new. But just to give the update on this story. So as of right now, the Senate in Texas did go ahead. They had a quorum, so they went ahead and did vote the bill by 18-4, it was passed. However, in
this was
order
in the
for
Senate, right?
Huh?
Was this in the Senate?
Right. But in order for it to officially be ruled into law, that
they still need 2/3.
They needed 2/3 to show up before the special session ends. And the special session is supposed to end, I think, what is it, like August 6th or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, but Governor Abbott said that if they're not present, that he will extend it again. And then if they're not present, that when they do return to Texas, that they will be arrested.
Right. Because if they don't get it voted in with the 2/3, then it will not become law and they're going to have to start all over again, which is what Republicans are trying to avoid. But of course, that's what the Democrats want because they really want to usher in their HR1 where the elections become federalized, even though it did not pass, thanks to some very smart Democrats and Republicans in Washington. But, you know, they're not stopping, right? They want power. They have to stay in power. People need to pay attention to what's happening in their states and at the federal level because these Democrats are... their behavior is crazy. If Republicans did what they did, can you imagine what they would be saying? Can you imagine what Chuckie Schumer would be saying? I mean, he'd be on that, oh, these people, they're not doing their jobs. This is an embarrassment on America. He would just be, you know, handing it to them. But...
Yeah.
Because it's Democrats, everybody's applauding them and saying, oh, what great people they are. Yo. I don't know.
It's ridiculous, actually.
Hey, listen, if somebody wants to call Will, get your pen and paper ready. The number is 516-595-8069. Make sure you press 1 to come on the line.
So I want to play another clip from these Democrats going to D.C. and how they're like crying about their losing their, you know, they're up here crying, saying that they're fighting for our rights to vote. It's comical, actually. Listen.
We are here in D.C., our nation's capital, because we want to protect the civil right to vote for millions of Texans. We were quite literally forced to move and leave the state of Texas. We also know that we are
forced them to leave
right now on borrowed time in Texas.
I'll stop. There's more to this, but I'll stop it right there. I mean, when I heard that, I'm like, what?
Forced them on that private airplane with beer?
I was getting ready to say, does that look like with them on the airplane celebrating, having a good time, look like they were forced? I mean, seriously. See, they weren't. I don't think they were anticipating that photo to go out like that. And they probably should have. They probably like, oh, we should have put a memo out there. No pictures, no pictures. Because of that very reason. But the picture got out. It went viral. Where they're all on there celebrating. And now she's sitting there saying that they were forced. Mm-hmm. No one forced them to walk off the job. You hear that? No one forced them to walk off the job. Listen to the rest of this.
And we can't stay here indefinitely to run out the clock to stop Republican anti-voter bills. That's why we need Congress to act now and pass the For the People Act. Texas Democrats will use everything in our power to fight back. But we need Congress to act now.
Basically, they're wanting Congress to just override everything of the U.S. Constitution and take over the electoral
right.
system.
Because honestly, what does Congress have to do with our voting in Texas? At this point, nothing.
Nothing. The Constitution is clear. Each state make up the laws and the rules for the election in their state, be it state, local, or federal.
Right. But they depend on the ignorance of the citizens, right, to hear yes. their words and get triggered by them and think that it's the Republicans that are against them when it is the very opposite. They really want to be in power. Will, you want to switch it over and let's talk about what's happening in Cuba?
Yes, let's talk about Cuba, because I think what's happening in Cuba is, I think personally, what's happening in Cuba mm-hmm. is a glimpse of the future for the United States of America. And why do I say that? Because we have communist Democrats that are running the country here in the U.S. The Democrats, the entire left, they're communists, straight up communists. And what we're seeing in Cuba is going, I think it's going to happen. But see, the only reason why it happened, you know why it hasn't happened here? Do you know why? Because see, in Cuba, they don't have the Second Amendment. See, right now, Cuba, all they can do is throw rocks and sticks and
well, they don't have a First Amendment.
But they don't have a Second Amendment to protect the First Amendment or the Third or the Fourth or the Fifth or every True. Last one of them. Mm-hmm. See, the Second Amendment, even though it comes second, protects all of them, right? But in Cuba, they don't have any means of protecting themselves. So when the government and the police start killing people, because that's what's happening, they shut off the internet, they shut off communication to Cuba, so that, and then the Cuban government, the communists from Cuba, saying everything's fine here, nothing to look at. It's almost like the news reporters when they were reporting about Antifa and BLM burning up the city, and a news reporter was standing there and everything on fire behind him. It's a peaceful protest, nothing to see here, it's all good. Literally doing that where everything is chaos behind him, burning up.
Well, no, the president came out and he said that they definitely have problems in Cuba.
Who did?
The president of Cuba. He did come out and say that
everybody has problems, but they're not acknowledging how bad it actually is, how they're actually killing people.
Right. Now, that part they didn't come out and say. I mean, there has been mismanagement of the economy. We know it's corrupt, right? A lot like at Mexico. It's pretty crazy. But yesterday, Black Lives Matter... Actually, it was the Black Lives Matter, was it Global Network? What was it? Oh, I'm sorry.
Just say Black Lives Matter. It doesn't matter if they're where they're from or what part of the country they're in. Black Lives Matter is an evil entity regardless of where they are.
Well, okay,
and if they're
going
to come out and support the communists taking over, and then to my understanding, they're blaming the U.S.?
Right. Well, the reason why I wanted to say is because there's a lot of chapters of Black Lives Matter. And, you know, sometimes Black Lives Matter chapter in New York will say something, and then the Black Lives Matter in Ohio will say, oh, no,
well,
we don't agree
idiots.
With that.
They're all idiots, so it doesn't matter.
So this was the Black Lives Matter Global Network Foundation actually tweeted, right, that they condemned the U.S. federal government for its inhumane treatment of Cubans, right? Like, it didn't blame Cuba for the inhumane treatment of Cubans. It blamed the U.S. federal because they have put economic embargoes on the country, right? So basically, economic embargoes are one way where we limit their trading and stuff like that in the country, really to encourage them to do the right thing, right? The purpose of embargoes is to ensure or force a country to become more humane against its citizens. So I'm sitting here going, why are you against us when we're trying to force Cubans to do the right thing?
Because the organization, regardless of where it is, where it exists, BLM is an evil entity.
I mean,
it's not for humanity. Right. It's for destroying humanity.
Right.
It's for changing humanity.
Right. So yesterday, Nikki Haley actually came out on Fox News, and I love what she had to say. I know, Will, it's kind of a long clip, but it's worth hearing every single thing that she says.
Okay, we're going to play it.
Nikki Haley, great to see you. Great to have you back on the program. What do you think about what's going on here?
I mean, Martha, these are true heroes that are taking to the streets, fighting for freedom, because, I mean, they're going to get beaten up. They're going to get put in prison. They're going to get killed. I mean, we all know what's going to happen. There's a reason the TV has been cut off. There's a reason the internet's been cut off. And look, what is the U.S. approach? First, Biden is silent. And secondly, he chose to get back on the Human Rights Council where he sits next to Cuba. So, I mean, really, what's it saying? We have always been for human rights, always been for human rights, and we've always been for freedom. They are begging us to help them. When they wave those American flags in the street, they're doing that because they want to be like America. And we haven't seen protests like this ever.
Yeah.
And the idea that they're doing this, we should be standing by them.
It's a moment. And we see these moments come and go. We saw it in Tehran, you know, but this is a moment. So the U.S. response is very crucial here. This is the mayor of Miami. This got a lot of attention when I asked him if they would consider, because he gave other examples of Kosovo. I said, do you think airstrikes should be on the table in Cuba? Watch this.
Clinton and Kosovo intervening in a humanitarian issue with airstrikes. So there have been many, many opportunities in the history.
Are you suggesting airstrikes in Cuba?
What I'm suggesting is that that option is one that has to be explored and cannot be just simply discarded as an option that is not on the table.
Do you think U.S. military action is something that should be on the table here?
Well, I think the action should be that the U.S. should be standing up at the United Nations, calling a hearing in the Security Council about what is happening in Cuba right now. I mean, the U.S. needs to be holding a hearing at the United Nations Human Rights Council. If they wanted to join it, why aren't you going and calling out your colleague in Cuba saying, what are you doing? We need the rest of the world to join in on this. This is exactly why we keep the embargo. This is exactly why we need other countries to join. It's that pressure that will get the Cuban dictatorship to stop.
All right, so amazing how close it came with Maduro, and you had 49 nations that gathered together, and he is still there. I know that you...
Let me stop it there real quick. The question is how come we're not seeing the Biden administration doing that very thing?
Yeah, I mean, they sit right there on the Humane Council, and what are we doing? We're silent, right? President Trump is... Or, I'm sorry, I wish it was President Trump. Biden is not putting any pressure on Cuba.
Nothing.
Right?
It's like the same scenario in Israel. But go ahead.
Absolutely. Right. Yeah. I mean, he didn't put pressure on Hamas to stop. Right.
No.
It's just crazy because they're so detached. Biden is so detached. The Democrats are so detached from all these things happening in the world. They say we're going to be part of the global system, but they only want to be part of the global system where they're kind of in with the popular people and they really don't want to do anything, right?
You know,
here in America, they don't want to get engaged with anything other than voter integrity because they really want to be able to stay in power. I mean, it's crazy. It's about them staying in power.
You know what it is? It's about the whole Build Back Better. There's talk that the dollar or the Cuban currency has crashed and is about worth nothing. They can't find food. This is the motto of Build Back Better. You have to, and what they're saying, everything, the world economy has to be broken down, has to be torn down, and then they can build it back better. But see, they put out this fake narrative saying they're going to build it back in a capitalist way. It's a total lie. It's a total lie. They're only saying that to try to get people who know that capitalism is what the country is, what the world should thrive off of, meaning that people can be successful and not be held back. But let's listen to the rest of what she has to say here.
Had some thoughts on this. I thought this was quite interesting. Secretary of State Blinken has invited the UN to investigate racism in the United States, sort of saying, you know, we recognize that we have issues here at home. What do you think about that, Ambassador?
I mean, first of all, I thought that the Biden administration was extreme leftist. This is flat out insane, Martha. The idea you've got a million Muslim Uyghurs that are being tortured. You've got people being bullied and beaten in the streets of Cuba. You've got Venezuelans that are arresting political protesters, all of which who Biden chooses to sit with on the Human Rights Council. And the U.S. is asking the United Nations, a cesspool of political bias, to come into the United States and investigate us on human rights. We look so ridiculous in the eyes of the world right now. I can't even imagine what the world is thinking. I can't imagine what those ambassadors at the UN are thinking. I sat there and fought for the fact that we were the freest, best country in the world. And now you have our own Secretary of State calling the UN to do an investigation. I mean, you can't make this up. This isn't just insane. This is dangerous.
It is dangerous. You really, I mean, seriously, did you ever think about it? You know what? You know why she say it's dangerous? Because they're essentially calling for the UN to come in and take over the government. That's what they're saying. And to investigate us for racism? Seriously? If you really want to remove the racism out of the country, you got to remove the Democrats out of the country. See, like when the 50 Democrats left Texas, Texas got so much better. I mean, the air is clear, the sky is brighter,
we have
the
better
water
weather.
Is better. Everything is better with those 50 Democrats leaving the state. Just imagine if we could get 50 million Democrats to leave the country. You know what? All of these Democrats that want to support the communist regime in Cuba and China, I would recommend that all of y'all just move to those countries. You know, even over in the Middle East, the ones that want to destroy Israel, move to there, like Iran and Iraq and even Saudi Arabia. Move to all of these nations over there that want to destroy Israel and America, and you go tell them that they're not doing it right, and you go show them how it's done. But this is insane.
Right.
You're going to bring the UN into the United States of America and say, "Hey, investigate racism."
Right.
Who's going to put who on trial here?
I mean, it's amazing to me because Nikki Haley brought it up. There are far greater things going on in other countries that we could be addressing, that we could be saying, hey, you need to look at this. You need to look at that. You need to look at this. We need you to check in this. But no, they want a totally biased group of people to come to America. Do you think that they have an interest in making America better?
Who?
Cuba. Whoever.
Well,
Russia.
I think the people
Iran.
That are fleeing from Cuba, they want to come to
America.
No,
I'm talking about the people at the Humane
better.
Society. I'm talking about the people that the Secretary of State asked to investigate America.
The UN.
Do you think
of
that they have an interest in making
us
better?
They're going to come in there and they're going to follow right along with what the Democrats have been right. doing and saying that Trump supporters are all racist, that they should be labeled. You know what this means? That not only will they make Trump supporters deemed domestic terrorists, but they're going to say Trump supporters should be removed, or just be like in Guantanamo Bay. They're a threat to the world. And you know what it comes down to? They're going to say this because Trump supporters are basically, for the most part, Christians. That's what it's coming down to. That's what it's really coming down to. Seriously. And a lot of people don't see it. A lot of people not paying attention to it. Hear me now. Believe me later on.
Yeah, but she called him. It's absolutely ridiculous, right? Biden is not strong enough to unite this country. We will never be united under Biden, I guarantee it. He is even asking the UN to interfere in America and evaluate us and tell us out what a terrible country we are. They want to break us down. It is not about building us up. It is not about unity. You know what? It's not about putting America first.
It's not.
It's crazy.
It's not. It's just the opposite. It's just the opposite. Seriously. So I see we have a lot of people right now tuning in on our... I can see them making a lot of comments on Facebook. So if anyone is listening in, we still have about 20 minutes. Give us a call. What's the number, Shannon? You have to push one. You have to push one if you're on the line. You have to push one. What's the number if they want to call in?
The number is 516-595-8069. Press 1 to come on the line. Once again, 516-595-8069. Don't forget to push one.
Yeah, and if you're on Facebook, I guess you can't hear me if you're on Facebook and you're not listening, but someone who's listening, I actually put a comment on there saying, hey, just click on the link at the top of this post. I mean, we're getting a lot of engagement on here. It's pretty awesome, actually. We're getting a lot of engagement. Just, we need someone to call in and tell us what you think about the Cuban people. Now, let me say this. Isn't it something? Let me see if I can cue this one section up where you have a member from the Biden administration literally saying that they don't want the Cuban people to come here. And if you decide to get on a boat and cross over into the sea, you are not welcome to America, is what they're saying. The main reason for people leaving countries, and the reason why America say our door is open, is for cases like this. Right. But the main reason they don't want the Cuban people to come, because the Cuban people are fleeing from communism. And the communists here, the communist Democrats are saying, no, you can't come here because we know how you're going to vote.
Right.
If we allow you to vote. So no, don't come.
Yeah.
But listen to this.
Okay.
The time is never right to attempt migration by sea. To those who risk their lives doing so, this risk is not worth taking. Allow me to be clear. If you take to the sea, you will not come to the United States.
Now, nobody wants.
You hear that? You hear that? If you take to the sea, you'll not be coming to the United States. This is exactly what we need. We need to help people. Here it is, a prime example of helping
true asylum people. Seekers.
Yes,
and
truly,
we want to turn them around.
Truly, and they said, nope, you can't come. If the shark gets you, oh well.
Yep. All right. Well, we got a couple of callers. The first one is Lori from California.
Hey, Lori, thank you so much for calling.
Hey, Will, how are you? I haven't called you on this line before.
I can't hear Lori.
Okay, hold on. I think it's on my end.
Can you hear me? Can you guys hear me?
Okay, you there, Lori?
You guys?
Yep.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Hey,
sorry.
Will.
Hey.
Yeah. How are you? I've never called you on this line.
Oh, yeah. Well, thank you for calling on this line.
Yeah, you bet. What is amazing to me is that at this point in the game, the Democrats are hiding nothing. They are absolutely so blatant with their plans, they don't care anymore.
Exactly.
And that's scary. You know, at first it was subtle. At first they were trying to hide, you know, their agenda. But now it is in your face.
Mm-hmm.
It is complete obvious. They're not at all trying to hide their agenda. And why would they do that? It's because they think they can get away with it now. They don't care anymore.
Well, they believe. So, let me look what they just got away with for the last, what, I guess 6 months now, or even longer than that, since last summer.
Right.
Look what they've been getting away with.
They've been getting away with so much. Yeah.
Now they're like, we have empowered because all the stuff that we've been doing has been working. Now we're just going to go to the extreme because who's going to stop us?
I mean, that's my thing. I think
they
tell people lies, and because people buy their lies, they just keep going. Now, us that know their lies, we're thinking, wow, look, they're emboldened. They just keep going because the naive people in America keep buying their BS.
Yep.
What I can't understand is they're being so blatant. But how biased they are, and so disgustingly obvious. My thinking is, how do normal people, whatever that means, are not waking up? There has to be people that see it and say, yeah, I can't deny this anymore. You know, this is crazy.
Do you know any Democrats that have woke up, that have said, oh my gosh, this is so obvious what they're doing?
I don't talk to many, so I don't know, but I'm hoping and I'm praying. But then again, we do know, right, what the Lord says is going to happen. So it does go along the lines. You know, we all knew that they were out for Christians since day one. We all knew it was heading to that. We all knew.
Yep.
Well,
I keep calling it out.
I don't think all of us knew, and that's part of the problem. I don't think enough people are in their Bibles. I don't think enough people are in the churches. I don't think enough people want to follow the Word of God, and so that's part of our problem. You know, I know
you're right. When I say we, I guess I should be more specific. The ones that are listening,
right,
the ones that have been paying attention.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was just saying, you know, it says that in those days, people mm-hmm. will kill Christians, think they're doing God a favor, and the Christians' bodies will line the earth like they've never, you know, pile on the earth like they've never been. That's what it says, Revelation. And they will kill Christians thinking they're doing God a favor. That's the delusion.
Yeah, and you know what? I was going to say, that's a clear indication of them being turned over to a reprobate mind. Big time.
Clearly.
Yes.
And they already now think that they're right and that Christians are wrong. They already now think that.
Yeah.
They already now think that Christians are the enemy.
Yep, absolutely.
Well, Lord, let me ask you a question. What do you think about the Biden administration wanting to help illegals come from Mexico, but they don't want to help the illegals from Cuban who are actually trying to seek asylum, who are actually in a very volatile situation in their country? Why do you think that's happening?
Well, it's dead obvious because they know they're going to vote for Trump.
Exactly.
And they know they're going to Republican. And you know what? What you guys just read, Will, what you just read, the quote about not getting here.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry, but that's like a subtle threat.
Yeah.
What are they really saying? You're not going to make it to America. Why are they going to shoot him down?
I was wondering, are they going to shoot him out the water? They start getting across
that's
into
a good
American
point.
What a boom, just blown. I mean,
well,
this is insane.
The way they worked it, right?
Yeah.
He said, I make this clear. You're not going to make it here.
Exactly.
Oh, really? Why?
So, yeah, exactly.
Why
so wow. exactly
why
what are they going to do?
Make it?
Yeah.
That's crazy. It is crazy.
Yeah, they're going to send warships out? It's insane.
Right, that's what. Or they just suddenly get rid of them.
Yeah.
The Cuban.
They get rid of them and say, oh, you know, they had a boat accident. I mean, really. You know that they're capable. You know
what? Absolutely. Oh, yeah.
So that
oh, yeah.
was like a threat.
Oh, yeah. Look, I mean, look at the president of Haiti. Oh, but anyways. Hey, Lord, thank you so much for giving us a call, okay?
You bet, Will. Nice to talk to you again.
All right.
I'll talk to you soon.
All right. Take care.
Yeah. We know Cubans turned out big time for Trump.
Yeah.
Right? And and they know that they want a capitalist country.
In Cuba right now, they're flying the American flag. In Cuba, they're flying the American flag.
Right.
Because they want how America is.
They want Trump's America, not Biden's America.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, we have another caller on the line. We have Chris from Texas.
Hey, Chris, thank you so much for the call.
Hey, what's going on, Will?
Hey, not much.
Hey, yeah, I knew this whole UN thing was coming up because I read about it. I told you about it before, I guess about a month or two back. But I don't see why the conservative states don't just say, you know what, just, you know, let Cuban refugees come here. Because I mean, the California has no problem taking in people illegally from Mexico.
Yep, or Honduras or anywhere else. You're absolutely right.
Well, right. Unfortunately, we're taking them in here in Texas, too.
But, no, his point is that you have these leftist states like California and other states that are, you know, opening the doors to people that's coming across illegally and without any reason, basically, other than the Biden administration saying, hey, come now. And now you actually have a case where people are being tormented, the tyranny's upon them, they're being killed, and they're trying to flee from that case to America. And you have the current administration literally saying you can't come.
Yeah,
that's what the whole thing is about.
Right. Exactly. I mean, it's unfortunate, but border control is run by Homeland Security, which is a federal government agency, which comes from under Biden's control.
The old Biden administration.
So, you know, what are you going to do? I mean,
it's disgusting.
To reclaim state rights, because the federal government's not going to protect the border. If they're not going to control our sovereignty, then they're derelict in their duty, and it falls upon the states that sit along the border to secure that border.
Right. Well, unfortunately, they're only neglecting their duty when it comes to Mexicans. But when it comes to Cubans, they will stand up and fight for them not to come into America. It's pretty crazy, and people should know why. Right. People should know why.
But, you know, but the whole thing about, you know, a lot of the governors and stuff, some of them stepped up and done the right thing, but, you know, it's they've forgotten, you know, a lot of them have forgotten states' rights, you know, that the states have rights. We entered into the union under a contract mm-hmm. of what the government is supposed to do.
That's true.
If the government fails to fulfill their end of the contract, then that makes the contract null and void.
Well, to be honest, Americans are just naive about everything. They're naive about their rights. They're naive about what's happening in their states. They're naive about what's happening on the federal government. It's a huge problem here in America.
And that's why the Democrats are violating the Constitution on a day-to-day basis, because the American people are unaware that they're actually doing it. And you have people that are in law, judges, lawyers, that see them going and violating the U.S. Constitution, but they say nothing, because a lot of these judges will throw out cases that are political. Judges say, well, this is political, not getting involved, because it's political politics. It's disgusting, because you have lawmakers on the Hill that make up all of these laws, and the judges are supposed to enforce them, but they're not enforcing them when they break the law.
I'm gonna call it John Doe.
So, well, they're supposed to interpret the legality of the law.
Yeah, exactly. The Democrats, they don't care about the law. I mean, because if they did, they wouldn't be trying to do H.R. 1.
It's not just the Democrats, though. Look at what the Supreme Court did with the election fraud cases.
That is exactly my point. The judges. I think it must be something that's like involved with when they go to take the bar or something. Maybe they take an oath saying when something political come up that you would just throw it out. And because what happened in this past election, with all the evidence that's floating out there on the internet that we've all seen, videos after video after video, the judge was like, there's nothing there. Are you kidding me? So it must be something. So, hey, got to let you go. Thank you so much for the call, okay?
Or it could be they're scared of getting Scalise.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's true.
Oh, you're spot on there. Hey, thank you so much for the call. All right, we have another caller.
All right, take care, man.
All right. Take care.
Yeah, we have a final caller. We have John Doe on the line.
John Doe?
Yeah, I think he called us a couple weeks ago.
Is John Doe hanging out with Jane Doe? What's up, John Doe?
It's been more than a couple weeks ago, but definitely okay. It's always good to hear you guys talk. The sad part from all this to me is it's not only the Democrats, it's also Republicans, because if the Democrats were doing it all by themselves, then they have to have help by Republicans in order to pull off some of this nonsense. Otherwise, it wouldn't happen. So I'm like more libertarian-minded. And in our Constitution, the last gentleman was hitting more nail on the head to me. If we throw out the spirit, hope, and promise of the Declaration of Independence, which we have never had a rule of law country since about 1798. And we've never had a capitalistic system. It's always been a crony, crooked, manipulated system. Mm. We got fascist and feudalist Republicans, and we got Marxist, socialist, and communist, progressive left groups. And we're all going to continue to go down this path if we don't start getting our own house in order first. And first of all, we got to stop all immigration, legal and illegal immigration, till every legitimately legal United States citizen gets their equitable, self-governing, free person representation under the Declaration of Independence.
So you know what? Otherwise,
it's give me liberty or you die.
Yeah, you know what? You know what the problem with what you're saying? Do you know what the problem is?
Yeah.
It makes sense.
What you guys have already said, we got too many ignorant Americans.
And the problem with you're saying is common sense. It makes sense. That's what we should do. And because it makes common sense, it'll never happen. That's the crazy world that we live in right now. You can say rational stuff, a solution to something like you just laid out, and because it is a solution, it's a valid solution, they'll never do it. Because it's like, oh, wait a minute, because they will lose power. If the Democrats know that they will lose power, they would never, ever go along with it. That's the situation that we're in.
The Republicans, too, will.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, you're absolutely right. But I'm just saying, you know what? The Republicans like Liz Cheney, Mitt Romney, I'm going to go ahead have to say it, even Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham and a few other ones, they all want to hold on to that power that they've been grabbing onto, along with the Democrats. So.
Yeah, but even people like Jim Jordan, he gives lip service to the Constitution just like Donald Trump. Even though they may be the best people in Congress or in our government, you know, does not mean that they're actually upholding the Declaration of Independence, spirit, hope, and promise to the letter of the United States Constitution. They're perverting it just as much as the other people, because you're either right or wrong.
Well, I have to say this. As long as man is involved, nothing will be perfect. That is for sure. So you pretty much are picking your poison at this point, right? I mean, you know, I think that...
Well, it's all of how we communicate with each other. Either we all respect the fact that in the Declaration of Independence, we assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle us as equitable, self-governing, free people, and we respect that to the point of the First Amendment of the right of redress of grievance and treat everybody equal with their due process rights, then we can win this. But if we're not willing to...
We're back.
We're back. Hey, I'm not sure what happened. It's like maybe we were just getting into the heat of it. So do we still have John Doe, Annie?
Okay. Sorry, John.
Well, hey, John, we're at the end anyways. And hey, do me a favor. Put down next Thursday, same time, 4 p.m. Central. Give us a call back again.
Yeah, I love your points. I love your knowledge of America. You know what? And I agree with you. I wish it was a perfect world. I wish we could just go back to the very core and wipe away everything that's happened over the decades here in America, but we can't. So some way, somehow, we need to... I don't know, Will. What do you think we need to do? I'm going to let Will come up with his final thoughts here.
Yeah, well, hey, John, thanks for the call, okay? Give us a call next Thursday. All right, so the main thing is... he's right. We need to realize it. See, the problem with it is that he realized our rights. Many of us realize our rights. The Democrats want to take those rights away.
Yeah, I mean, they don't want people to know they have those rights.
Exactly. They don't want people to know that they do. Mm-hmm. And they keep saying all these extra things.
Because they
taking
want to be
account
in power.
That people not understanding, and they want to remain in power. And the reason why I emphasize on the Democrats, and he's right, there are Republicans in the mix too. We
True.
Can't leave them out. But I'm emphasizing on the Democrats because the Democrats are the majority in the Senate, the House, and they're in the big house, right? So we have communists that are there right now. And until we, the people, do like, I'm not saying we need to be violent like in Cuba, but until all of us in America start saying enough is enough and start standing up against these tyrants, then we're going to continue going down this path. So thank you, everybody, for participating. Thank you so much for listening. And we come on every single Thursday at 4 p.m. Central. All you have to do so you don't miss anything is send a text. Okay, type WILL to 88202. You type in the number 88202, and for the text part, you type in WILL, WILL. You'll get awesome information that you need to know. See you next Thursday, everybody. God bless. I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this broadcast. Thank you so much. Do me a favor. Subscribe to this podcast. Subscribe to it. Share this everywhere you can. We are viewer and listener supported. Anything you can do to help us out is greatly appreciated. Head on over to UniteAmericaFirst.com. Thank you again, and God bless.